It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. PLINK Leadership has one big goal, to accelerate positive change. It's all based on fusing the sciences of human nature with the discipline of leadership to transform the world of work, or as we call it, accelerating positive change in a big way. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. This is Alexis with The Bright Side, and today I want to talk to you about 10 ways to increase your leadership abilities. And by abilities, I mean competence, character, and consciousness in 10 minutes a day. So how to be a better leader in 10 minutes a day, essentially. First of all, let's talk about why you would want to be a better leader. The promise of leadership, according to the folks at the Leadership Circle group, is that we will be better leaders next year than we were this year. So we will continue to improve. So the people who report to us and that work with us expect that we are continuously improving ourselves as leaders. Let's talk about how to do that, because a lot of leaders feel like there's really not enough time to do this, or they're waiting. Perhaps you're waiting for your learning and development team at work or your boss to suggest some kind of leadership development for you. Really, at PLINK Leadership, we believe in driving your own development. If you are lucky enough to work at a company who values developing their leaders and who invests in that both time and money, then that's fantastic. But if you are at an organization, maybe you're at a startup, maybe you're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, maybe you're just at a company that right now is a great company, but doesn't spend a lot of time or energy developing you as a leader, and you want to drive your own development, these 10 ways will help you get it done in 10 minutes a day or less. There's really no excuse to not do it, because everybody can find 10 minutes in each day. There are 1,440 minutes in a day, just for reference. So number one is to download the app Blinkist and listen to a leadership book that you're interested in. Now, this isn't a substitution for reading an entire book, but it is a great way to get some of the key concepts and start thinking about them, or to decide if you really want to spend the time to read the entire book. It's 10 to 15 minutes max for each of these books that are out there, and you can learn about all kinds of things. So some of them are about leadership development, personal development. Others are about things that are happening in your industry, and so it's just a great way to update yourself and understand some of the key components of some great leadership books without having to carve out 8 to 10 hours to read a book. The second thing to do is to teach someone something that you have recently learned. We know from research that when we are passive recipients of information, we're just listening like a lecture in a college lecture hall, if you will, or in a classroom, that we retain about 5% of the information. But if we teach somebody what we've learned, we actually can retain up to 70% of the information, and it helps us to really make that learning sticky. At the end of this podcast, I would invite you to share with somebody that you know or care about or work with one or two of the tips from this podcast as a way to embed them in your own learning. So teach somebody something that you want to get better at doing, or that you've just recently learned about leadership. The third way to increase your leadership capacity in 10 minutes a day is to spend some time each day reflecting on how you are showing up. At the end of the day, whether it's before you go to bed, whether it's just right after a meeting ends and you've clicked the leave meeting on the Zoom screen, or you've walked out and you're headed back to your office, for those of you working in person, then, you know, just spend a minute or two and reflect, like, how did I show up in that meeting? Was I a good listener? Did I ask questions? Did I contribute positively? Did I contribute at all? Did I contribute way too much? And just think about, was I showing up the way I wanted to? This reflection is really powerful, because we cannot change our behavior until we are aware of it. Awareness creates choice. Choice creates change. So take some time to reflect on how you're showing up. Number four is to set a behavior intention every day or every week if you want to practice it over and over. So it might be that on Monday this week, you say to yourself, okay, my behavior intention this week is to ask one more question when I'm in a meeting, or to share my opinion after three other people have shared theirs. If you're somebody who likes to speak a lot in meetings or tends to have all the ideas before anyone else, being able to practice that patience and waiting to weigh in until other people have had a chance. Or maybe it's practicing listening or the art of self-promotion, sharing something that you're doing well. Whatever it is, set your intention at the beginning of the week or at the beginning of the day, and then just practice it all day long. Number five, listen to a podcast when you get ready in the morning. So for those of you who get ready quickly, you can listen to a Bright Side. They're basically about 10 to 12 minutes each. For those of you who take a really long time and have lots of time where you are curling your hair or putting on makeup, or perhaps you have a long startup routine where you're making breakfast and lunches, you can listen to something a little bit longer. Number six, observe a leader that you respect and look for one behavior you want to emulate. So this can be really powerful as well. You don't need to go to a class or get your MBA or, you know, read 10 leadership books. You can just look for a leader that you respect in your organization and watch them and notice what is one behavior that they do that's a positive leadership behavior that you would like to emulate, and jot that down. Pretty soon you will have all kinds of ideas for behaviors that you want to set your intention for. All right, number seven is ask for specific feedback. If you are facilitating a meeting, if you are giving a presentation, if you are doing a one-on-one, asking the person or somebody in the room, could you give me one bit of feedback on how my tone was? Or could you give me feedback on how my pace was? Asking for very specific feedback gives people something to look for and helps them to feel more comfortable in sharing feedback. Sometimes feedback can feel a little vulnerable. And so being able to be looking for something specific can feel easier. And that way it can be targeted to what you're interested in knowing about how you're showing up. Number eight is to scroll through your favorite thought leader social media. So if you love Seth Godin or Brené Brown, get on their social media, check out what they've posted on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, and get inspired by that. That's a really fast way. You're probably already over there on some of those social media platforms, getting lost in all of the scrolling. And so why not be intentional about inspiring yourself as a leader and following certain thought leaders? Number nine, in terms of how to improve your capacity as a leader in less than 10 minutes a day, is to make a list of what went well in your leadership that day. So at the end of the day, you're wrapping up, you're closing up your computer, you've checked your last email or Slack, and just take a minute to write down, these are the things that I did well today as a leader. Maybe it was your time management. Maybe it was how you showed up in a meeting. Maybe you empathized with somebody. Maybe you slowed down to ask an extra question, or you released attachment to something that you were sure was the right thing. But make a list of what went well, and that way it will help you to focus on that and celebrate it and continue to do that in your following days. And finally, number 10 is to add 10 minutes of mindfulness or movement to your day. There are great benefits to leadership when you're practicing mindfulness or when you're practicing some kind of movement or exercise to get that blood flow going. So whether you are meditating before work for 5 or 10 minutes, whether you are taking a quick walk after lunch, whether you step away from your computer and take a quick walk after you receive an email that triggers you, whatever that is, like add some kind of movement or mindfulness. And these are tips to help you grow your leadership capacity in 10 minutes or less a day. This has been Alexis Robin with The Bright Side. I hope you will check out our website at plinkleadership.com. We've got a lot of free resources in the Positivity Hub there that you can check out. We look forward to having you subscribe and tune into the next Bright Side.